The American Muslim Diversity Association, or AMDA, has been looking to expand its building and parking lot in Sterling Heights. It wanted to add a gym, banquet hall, and classrooms, as well as create a separate prayer space for women who currently pray in the masjid, the main worship area. In order to expand, AMDA needed approval from Sterling Heights Zoning Board of Appeals and Planning Commission. But the city doesn't have the best track record when it comes to allowing a presence to Muslim organizations. So the Michigan chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, offered up legal assistance to AMDA to help it through the process. Amy Ducouré is a staff attorney for CARE Michigan. She says after getting a variance from the zoning board, the Planning Commission unanimously agreed that AMDA should be able to move forward with its expansion plans.
It's kind of a big deal because we've seen, specifically in Sterling Heights, there's been great animus towards any expansion or any inclusion of the Muslim community and their places of worship within the city. It led to a lawsuit several years ago that resulted in the city being under a consent decree from the Department of Justice, which they're currently still under, for their refusal to allow a masjid in Sterling Heights. So each and every time we went in front of the Sterling Heights, either Zoning Board or Planning Commission, we've had resistance using the same types of tropes that they've used in the past to try to keep Muslims from either entering or expanding their places of worship, including when we went in front of the Zoning Board of Appeals in 2020 on a different application for same kind of application for an expansion of an already existing masjid. Community members complained that Muslims were going to drive around the community with a speaker on their car calling people to the masjid, which has never in the history of Sterling Heights happened. But those are some of the things that were being that are alleged every time Muslims try to expand their place of worship within the community. So having the ability to go in front of the zoning board and have a fair hearing is a very big deal, because it allows Muslims to have the same rights of worship and provide the same types of programming, including classes and you know, health-related exercise classes as larger denomination churches. So it puts them on the same equal footing within the city.
And just to be clear, was there any kind of anti-Muslim sentiment that came through as AMDA was seeking this expansion?
I mean, there's so some of the sentiment is not inherently anti-Muslim, like we don't want Muslims here, but they use very specific tropes about Muslims, about traffic and congestion. And in fact, a little research on the internet will show you that there is a book that was published by a well-known group of Islamophobes and how to keep masjids out of your community using zoning by claiming traffic issues, parking issues, and congestion, light and sound noise as the basis for trying to keep Muslim places of worship out of communities utilizing the zoning process. And a lot of what takes place when we go to these zoning boards are that these people use the blueprint that's set forth in that publication as a means to challenge Muslims in front of zoning committees.
And you touched on this briefly earlier, that there has been a history of this in this community. For people who missed it or don't remember, can you briefly explain what happened with the American Islamic Community Center in Sterling Heights starting back in 2017?
Sure. So that specific Muslim community was looking to create a large masjid within the community. And there was large community outcry that was aimed at keeping Muslims out of the community. And it was very, very hostile in nature. It involved hundreds of people showing up to Planning Commission and Zoning Board meetings. And it resulted in an arbitrary denial of the ability of the masjid to get the approvals that it needed, which caused that community to institute a lawsuit under the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act, which is called RULIPA. And in addition to the private lawsuit that was brought on behalf of the community, the Federal Department of Justice also brought their own lawsuit alleging that Sterling Heights discriminated in its application of the zoning ordinance against the Muslim community that was trying to build that masjid. both lawsuits resulted in a settlement in favor of the Muslim community. And the Muslim community was able to obtain their place of worship. But however, some of the community members that didn't want Muslims to build that masjid actually sued the city to try to stop that settlement agreement. At this time, that lawsuit has ended. I think it ended in 2019 or 2020. And the community members who brought the lawsuit against the city trying to stop the building of the masjid lost that lawsuit very handedly.
So when you look back at how things kind of unfolded starting in 2017 with that incident versus what happened with AMDA, what's your takeaway for where we're at now?
My takeaway is that the city has learned a lot about how the zoning process legally should be applied throughout the city and its citizens equally. And they've taken trainings from the Department of Justice in that respect. So I believe that they're conducting their hearings in a manner that is more fair and more just and very creates a level of precedent for everybody. But I also feel like after that lawsuit that some of the members of the community have lost their appetite for trying to discriminate against the Muslims because they realize when they've done so in the past that it's cost the city millions of dollars actually to settle these lawsuits. And all of that money comes out of taxpayer dollars. So there's a large population of the community that no longer has an appetite for that type of discrimination, even though we do still see it each and every time a masjid is asking for approval of some sort. We do see that type of sentiment cropping up just on a smaller scale.
That was Amy Ducaray, staff attorney for CARE Michigan. She spoke with WDET's Laura Herberg.